you very much for this opportunity to speak. Today we honor the victims of Israeli savagery in Gaza, the heroic resistance of the Palestinian people. Thank you.
Oppression and banishment of Palestinians. He does not speak for the Palestinian people. He does not speak for the Canadian people. He does not speak for the Jewish people either. How can we end the occupation and the suffering of the Palestinian people? How can we defeat Israeli Palestine? The Palestinians in Gaza have asked us to redouble our efforts in the world campaign of boycott, divestment, and sanctions.
Yeah!
Our only course of action, boycott, divestment, sanctions!
That means, boycott means buy no products made in Israel. Divestment means hold no shares in Israeli companies. Sanctions means break all governmental ties with Israeli apartheid. Boycott, divestment, and sanctions has three demands. End the occupation.
Yeah!
Equal rights for Palestinians in Israel.
Yes!
The right of Palestinians to return to their homelands.
Yeah!
Divestment sanctions is a massive global campaign born and led in Palestine. In Canada, 11 university student associations have passed motions supporting it. Students at the University of Toronto and at York University campaigned and passed motions at their university to divest, to get rid of the shares in the companies that support Israeli apartheid. We need more of these victories. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is afraid. He warned Israel, the Israel government, that the boycott movement is growing fast. He says it's on steroids. That's how fast it's growing. The apartheid government admits that boycott is a strategic threat. They're afraid too. We in the boycott movement pledge to help end Israeli apartheid. Let's increase international pressure on Israel through boycott. But also in unions, in businesses, and against the government. Let Harper know we are not with him. Boycott, divestment, and sanctions is our best way forward. help end the occupation and defeat Israeli apartheid. Our only course of action, boycott, divestment, and sanctions.